All right. So this study follows up on previous work that I've done at the INSPQ, looking at life expectancy of Francophones and Anglophones of Montreal. So I'll give you a bit of background. Life expectancy at birth, you may or may not have heard about this, but life expectancy is something that we frequently use in health to monitor the health of a population. What is life expectancy? It's the number of years you can expect to live at, so for instance, the people in this room have a life expectancy, perhaps 40 years or something like that. You can expect to live as long as 80 years normally right now. Often life expectancy is measured at birth. So a newborn, if you have a newborn at home who's a male, you can expect him to live around 77 years, female maybe 82 years. What we found was that life expectancy has increased in Quebec, and especially for Francophones, much more quickly than Anglophones. There was a large life expectancy gap in the past in Quebec between Anglophones and Francophones that has narrowed gradually over time, such that Francophones have essentially caught up to Anglophones. There still exists a gap between both. So let's look at this slide here. Okay. Let's just focus on men to keep it short. We've got the Francophones on top and the Anglophones on the bottom. If you look at 1989 or the early 1990s, men in Quebec, French men, lived about 72 years. By 2005, they lived around 77 years. Anglophones, in contrast, Anglophone men, were had the same life expectancy as French men today, but in 1990. That's an amazing, the Francophones back have just caught up essentially to Anglophones back in the early 80s. Now Anglophone men today can expect to live 79 years. As you can see, there still are large differences, and these are large differences for women as well, because to have a 1 year difference in life expectancy, you need a lot of deaths. So why are you laughing? I guess it's funny. So what is responsible for these trends? Because, that's an area that we can impact on to equalize. These differences are unfair at a certain level. They shouldn't exist because the genetics of French and English people is not that's responsible for their differences. One issue that's interesting and potentially important is the extent to which socioeconomic status might drive these differences in life expectancy. So this is what we're interested in looking at right now, the extent to which differences in life expectancy are driven by socioeconomic status. So our objective now is to estimate socioeconomic inequalities in life expectancy for Anglophones and Francophones of Montreal, to identify the causes of death that contribute to these inequalities between poor and wealthy people, and to look how they've changed over time. I'll get into a brief overview of the methods. So what we want to do, I realize that after seeing all the presentations that we have different language. Epidemiologists use words and linguists use other words, so I'll try and use simple words. The life expectancy gap is calculated from underlying mortality rates, and the difference between life expectancy in two groups is a function of these underlying rates. They add up together, and you can break up the life expectancy difference between two groups into small pockets to know what causes of death is responsible for the majority of the gap. This is what we intend to do. So for this, we will be using the Quebec death file, deaths in Montreal that were Francophone, Anglophone, home language. And we'll also use neighborhood markers of socioeconomic deprivation. You may or may not be familiar with Pampelune's deprivation index. That's often used at a health level to describe pockets of deprivation in Quebec. All right. So now that I've explain that to you, perhaps not very well. Can you see that? That's supposed to be red. Is it red? Okay. So let's focus on this. Men, Francophone men, 77 years today, or in the mid-2000s, and Anglophone men. There's about a two-year difference. 79.1 minus 77.1 is a two-year difference between men and who are French and men who are English in Montreal. I mentioned that was a big difference. You laughed. But just remember that two-year difference. As you can see here, there are many things that can kill us. So I'm not showing this to scare you, but we do investigate a large number of causes and to break up this life expectancy gap. And what we found in the previous study, I'm just using this as an example, was that lung cancer, suicide, heart disease, chronic lower respiratory disease, and transport injuries were responsible for that two-year difference, the majority of that two-year difference between men and women. So lung cancer and heart disease and chronic lower respiratory, often that's due to smoking. But this amazing suicide, why is it that Francophones commit suicide? And we were talking earlier about bringing important data to the government to show, you know, this is what we should fund. This is really amazing. Because Anglophones are better off. Why are they? We should understand that. This is what Francophones need, perhaps interventions or something related to the protective factors that prevent Anglophones from committing suicide. So suicide, according to this analysis, is a good, or understanding suicide is a good investment, or potentially worthwhile investment. Okay, so the expected outcomes, and I was essentially got into that. Once we've done this analysis, we will have a better understanding of the life expectancy difference between poor and wealthy Anglophones. Let's say this one is, this half of the room is wealthy and the other half is poor. We'll be able to know what are the things that are killing you compared with what are the things that are killing you, and what should we work on to, further this work and improve the health of everyone overall. And of course, we will also look at Francophones, as it's not only Anglophones who are wealthy and poor, there's also Francophones. Do the causes differ between them? So on that note, I will say thank you. And if you have questions or suggestions, you can speak with me or call me. Don't hesitate. Don't be shy. Thank you. Thank you.